4th.
Welcome back to our candidate interviews here on KAJO Radio. Once again, the order of appearance was conducted with a blind draw, which was recorded on video, and it is available should the need arise. In the meantime, we're welcoming to the microphones of KAJO Radio via telephone a candidate for Senate District Number 2, Christine Goodwin. Christine, welcome to the microphones of KAJO Radio. Why are you running for the Senate and here in the state of Oregon?
Well, good morning. Thank you for having me on your program this morning. I am in my second term as a state representative, so I know this legislative work very well. And before entering the legislature, I had been a Southern Oregon resident for 4 decades. So I've had a lot of experiences in business and community involvement. I identify as a businesswoman. I've had 2 businesses of my own and also administrated my husband's optometry practice. You know, in those years, I have chaired school board during pretty contentious times, and I've served on planning commission and also the board of commissioners for Douglas County. So developed a lot of skills in, you know, management of people and been in leadership roles and signed the front of paychecks. So I'm very grounded in Realville. I have found that in the legislature, of course, we need to apply critical thinking. I also am a person that consults with industry and experts and local folks before I make my decisions. We deal with, of course, a broad range, scope of bills every session. And the whole point of the legislature, theoretically, it's to solve problems and not create new problems. So my decision-making process is very oriented towards, you know, what is constitutional. My conscience drives me to make decisions about bills, of course, particularly in the social conservative areas. And I'm always looking at my constituents. What helps their lives? What is basically bringing home to them the things that really matter to them? You can get into the world of Salem and lose sight of the real folks and what they're asking us to do. And they're pretty simple. They want simple in their request in that they are saying, you know, we want a strong economy. We want to be able to find good jobs. We want our children to have good schools. We want infrastructure. We want good roads and housing. And mostly we want our communities to be very safe. And we're seeing that very threatened of late. So the very big concern is a constant conversation in Salem. So I think as a senator, I have been very responsive to my constituents. And as a senator, I will have a greater impact over a larger area. Every senator has 2 districts. Mine will be House District 3 and 4. So Josephine County, actually portions of 3 counties, Southern Douglas County, Josephine County, and the northern portion of Jackson County. So big area to cover. I really like to go where people live and work and, again, make sure I am a good listener and I know what it is that they, how they want me to represent them in Salem. And when I have a very, I have a record, very strong conservative voting record. So I have proven that I do vote conservatively. I protest a lot of bad votes. I work, before these bills ever get to the floor, I am working behind the scenes in committees and in negotiation to either kill bad bills or to amend those bills so they have less impact, less harmful impact. It's pretty frustrating in being a minority party, but there's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes. But again, we need to stop the bad but not forget to work for the good. And I was very involved with the Measure 110 reforms in recriminalizing drugs in the state, and moving forward, that's still one of my priorities, to really continue on with where that bill got us quite a ways. Law enforcement now has tools to search and seize and start recriminalizing drugs, getting people into required treatment, and also really returning to the penalties to drug dealers. And we're going to continue out with that. I'm actually going to the border at the end of this week, and we have got to, several legislators are meeting with Arizona legislators because we really need to address the supply issue in this. We're never going to get a handle on this without addressing the supply. Because I'm a small businesswoman, I'm a business champion in Salem. Strong economy, strong business environment is critical. Housing, of course, is going to continue to be a big conversation and a priority for me and my colleagues. And, of course, I'm always pushing back against taxes. Would love to repeal the CAT tax, which is a gross receipts tax on our business community. They're already paying tax on profit, and now they're paying tax on gross receipts, which is really hurting those businesses that work on a slim margin. And we're just not competitive. The state of Oregon is not competitive with other states or even internationally with the CAT tax burden that we have. I'd like to extend the estate tax. It's only $1 million. We really need to extend that to $3 to $5 million. The federal exemption is 12. And, you know, for me, working in the legislature and working for Southern Oregon, I am working to win back the majority. We need 2 seats in the Senate, and I will work very hard to get us back to at least balance. The magic number, of course, would be 16 in the Senate. The magic number in the House is 31, and, of course, we need a new governor. So that's, you know, that's my vision moving forward, is to continue to work for local control, make sure I'm working toward the things that really matter to my constituents, that help them in their lives, and raising their families and feeling safe in their communities. And, you know, just keeping government as much as possible out of our business. They just want to tinker. They want this, you know, Portland just wants this one-size-fits-all kind of strategy. And it we have to push back against that all the time.
All right, Christine, here in Southern Oregon, there are really two overriding issues that are concerning most of your constituents here. One, of course, is the homeless situation, and the second is law enforcement, and they're almost tangential. Is there a way out of this situation that you can help in the state Senate?
Well, I'm vice chair for behavioral health care, so I'm dealing with these issues all the time, not only just health care issues and keeping access, affordable access to health care. We have issues with primary care providers, pharmacies. I've been working very hard to maintain our rural pharmacies because they are being run out of business with predatory practices, kind of a complicated issue. But in the behavioral health, basically behavioral health is drug addiction, mental illness. They're so intertwined that it's hard to separate them, but we can see the devastation it's done to our state. And decriminalizing drugs was just the stupidest thing we could have done. And so even Portlanders realized, wow, what this has done to our city is just unacceptable. So the pressure really mounted even in the urban areas. But we're seeing it spill out, you know. We're seeing it spill out in our small communities. A couple months ago, I did a ride-along with the Grants Pass police officers and visited those homeless camps and talked to addicts. And it's just a human tragedy being played out on our streets. We have a lot of, you know, there's new tools that we have added with 4002. Is it where we want it to be? No, it's not 100%, but it returned some really good tools to law enforcement and to our treatment capacity. Because we just launched this thing. It was a ballot measure. The voters didn't know. They were sold a bill of goods. They thought, they were told we just needed these minor, we didn't want a marijuana user, an example, to go to prison. Well, that's not what was happening. So they didn't understand there was no treatment capacity that had been built.
You have 1 minute, Christine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, sorry. I'm cut. I have hope and will continue to work in this capacity against, dealing with the drug addiction in our state and the mental illness, because it is creating the homelessness problem.
All right, you have about 40 seconds to give me one more reason why I should vote for Christine Goodwin.
Well, I think my experience overall and my ability to work with people, I build relationships well, and not just with colleagues. I mean, you have to work in that building. You have to be able to work with agencies, know those contacts when you have issues with your constituents. You have to be able to work with your local officials, your county officials. You really have to have good relationships all the way around. And I think, and I'm a good decision maker. I've learned to make decisions through my years of business. So that's what I bring.
That's 10 minutes. Good. Christine, thank you very much for your time this morning, and best of luck to you.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Christine Goodwin, a candidate for the State Senate District 2 on your upcoming ballot. Stay tuned. We'll have more for you in just a moment.